Chapter 4. Champ Baits an Antique Dealer. The rain continued all afternoon without let-up. Juna helped Grandma and Jimmy Douglas for an hour or so, and then returned to the caddy house in Jimmy's raincoat, retrieved his bike, and rode home to Edinburgh, since Mr. Jonas told him there would be no more caddying jobs for anybody that day. "But I caddy for Mr. Douglas for 6 holes," Juna told Miss Annie. "He's some player, Miss Annie."
"Well, he ought to be if he's a professional," said Miss Annie.
"And I ate lunch at Jimmy's house," Juna went on, "because I forgot to take any lunch of my own. Jimmy's grandma invited me." Miss Annie, stricken, exclaimed,
"By the 7 cities of Cibola, I clean forgot to pack you a lunch. Well, I'll certainly make some sandwiches to take with you tomorrow, Juna. The weather's going to clear."
Miss Annie proved to be a good prophet. The next day dawned bright and clear, and there was even a hint of summer heat to come in the windless atmosphere as Juna parked his bike behind the caddy house at Fieldcrest at 8 o'clock. He reported in to Mr. Jonas and went to sit in the breezeway with the other caddies. Jimmy was already there, carrying on a lively conversation with Joe Morelli.
"Hi, Juna," Jimmy said. "Joe's been telling me a lot about caddying."
"Golly, I wish I could have heard it too," Juna said. "What did I miss?"
"Oh, things like where the best places are to find lost golf balls so you can sell them secondhand, how far you usually have to walk in a round of golf, and stuff like that. Not how to caddy. He knows I'm pretty good at that, don't you, Joe?"
"If you say so," Joe replied with a grin.
"Where are the best places to find golf balls?" asked Juna. "And how far do we have to walk?"
"Joe says that most golf balls are lost right by our house," Jimmy answered. "Anybody who slices his drive there always sends his ball out of bounds into the woods."
"Slices?"
Jimmy and Joe burst out laughing.
"A slice is a golf shot that goes curving off to the right when it's hit, instead of traveling straight. A hook is a shot that's pulled to the left."
"I see," Juna thought for a moment. "How about somebody who plays golf left-handed? A slice for him would be to the left, and a hook would be to the right, wouldn't it?"
Joe Morelli said,
"You're right, Juna. And to answer your other question, I'd say you have to walk about 5 miles on the..."